And then, of course, Batasuna, or Herri Batasuna, in one time, well, long ago, it was banned ages ago. And that's the party I represent. What are our aims, of course? Independence and socialism. What do we work for? What our political strategy is? Well, not political strategy, but what are our what we work for? It's those rights that have been taken away from us: workers' rights, women's liberations, everything, all the liberties that the people that the right-wing ideologies have taken away from us. And then we have to defer our peace proposal. In one hand, we have our socialism ideals, and we would never get into talks with the PMV and EA whenever we want to achieve them. But having in mind that if we want to get independence for the Basque Country, we have to go as a nation to both in the Spanish Kingdom and the French state. We have to unify forces with the nationalist parties mentioned earlier, the PMV and EA, so both oppressors can take us into account. To describe nowadays political situation, we have to go back around 6 years ago or so, when Lizarraga-Garazi agreement was signed. This agreement, it was for the first time the unification of those nationalist parties, Basque trade unions, and Basque cultural and social groups. Our aims were the recognition of the Basque Country as a political subject, and to find a resolution, a democratic resolution to the conflict. That same year, in 1998, after the talks were seen as something serious, ETA called a ceasefire. And a few months later, we had elections. Batasuna, well, at the moment, Herri Batasuna did quite well, but the PMV, the votes that PMV lost were for Herri Batasuna. And when the PMV saw this, they decided, well, they realized that they were going to lose power with this new peace process. So they broke their words. And whenever ETA realized that PMV was not going to carry out their promises, the ceasefire was called off. Although this was quite a bad turnout, it had its good point. It was that up and until then, the Basque Left pro-independence movement was seen as terrorists, as just a violence. But with this agreement, the political character of the Basque conflict was obvious. Thanks to this, there was a great breakthrough in Basque politics, not only because it was the first time that all the nationalists got together, but also because those nationalist parties, PMV and EA, realized that they had to put on the table certain peace proposals, because otherwise the Basque society was going to get fed up with it. I'm not going to start explaining those different proposals, because we could go for ages in here. We just did not agree with them, because some of them just did not ask for independence, and some others just argued that the Basque Country was the so-called Basque autonomous community that only takes 3 of the 7 provinces of the Basque Country. But as soon as itself, a year ago or so, made its own proposal. The proposal was, first of all, to unify the nationalist forces, and then to ask other Spanish parties for their views, as we understand that if we want to reach into an agreement, if we want a democratic solution, we need to have all the point of views in mind. As to build peace, it's necessary to talk about plurality. And to talk about plurality, it's talk about self-determination. And of course, talking about self-determination is talking about something that the Basque country lacks. That's human rights. Up until 1998, most of the repression was led by policial measures or Spanish paramilitaries early in the 70s and the 80s. But the Spanish government, under PP's ruling, and realized that ETA was not the biggest problem. The biggest problem it was when the Basque agreed to look for a common strategy in order to get independence, or not independence, but the right of self-determination. This is when they realized this, they changed the tactics, but not the main of the objectives. What did they do? They changed from policial measures into judicial measures. They started banning and outlawing different groups, both newspapers, social groups, political parties, radios. The first one, it was the newspaper Egin, and its radio Egin Irratia. Then we had Shaki. It was an organization that took care of international relations with other countries such as Ireland. Then it came Ekin, social and political organization with the aim of implementing social and political struggles. Josemi Zumalabe, a social organization that promoted social and peaceful disobedience. Jarrai Aikasegin, that some of you might already know, as we have some members from Ogras in Fen here. It was our youth organization. Then Gestoras and Askatasuna, it is the group that takes care of every issue involving the Basque political prisoners. That means lawyers, economical problems, anything to do with relatives. Then Udalbiltza, the first national and alternative institution to be built, that was created by elected members of city and town halls, and Ardibeltza, a monthly magazine that tried to bring out political corruption. Then we had Egunkaria, we had banned also Egunkaria, the only newspaper written the whole of it in Basque, the oldest language in Europe. The banning of these organizations not only carried out prosecutions, but only arrest, the seizing of our offices, all the computers and files taken away, the closure of all our bank accounts. The funny thing about this is that For 20 years we've been working in the open, in the streets, like Sinn Féin is doing. And, there is some kind of I don't know how to explain it.
A bizarre situation.
Yes, it's like I mean, how can it change in 20 years that from one day to another we become terrorists when we have been working here in the Basque Country in the open? And how could it be that we are banned under terrorist laws in the Spanish state, but we are legal in the French state? Is that the French state are still stupid enough not to realize about that? Well, the theory of that Garzón and later other judges had about this, it was, and I'll read it aloud because it's quite funny, it's any organization that shares the same goals as a terrorist group is collaborating with it, or it becomes a terrorist group itself. Furthermore, himself, Garzón, who later on, well, who is trying to get the Nobel Peace Award, said in one of his indictments, self-determination rights is a legitimate right, but because there are certain organizations that use violent or illegal means to get this right, it itself becomes illegal. Nowadays, we are in 2004. This means that 6 years have passed away already. None of the people jailed have been trialed yet. None of our computers, of our bank accounts, of our offices have been given back to us. Why haven't been any trials yet? Very easy, because they have no reason whatsoever to ban us, to outlaw us. They know that if they keep us aside of the political spectrum, it's much easier for us to die away. But if they trial, probably as there is no justification for what they have done, they'll have to give us back everything. They'll have to bring back those prisoners. I've spoken about illegalization in general terms. Now I'll speak about the banning of Batasuna. Why was Batasuna banned? Very easy, because it was the only left-wing political party who really staged the independence of the Basque Country. We were the motor of the fight for independence all across the Spanish Kingdom. Taking into account that under the existing laws, no government could ban a political party, what did they do? They changed the law. They went into the Spanish Parliament when under PP's Partido Popular's ruling, and they said, "Well, we need to be backed up by the Parliament to outlaw these organizations." They got more or less 90% of the Parliament in favor of the banning. Nevertheless, back in the Basque Country, in the Basque Parliament, when this was voted, the whole of the Basque Parliament disagreed with this measure. Why? First of all, because they knew that the Basque society would not agree with the banning of Basque political parties, Basque social and cultural groups, and newspapers, but also because then the PNV knew very well that if they agree with this, all the votes, well, not all the votes, but they would lose many votes that they had. But Batasuna has never condemned ETA violence, but has never approved it or either promoted. Why not? I mean, we think that as it is a personal option to enter into the armed struggle, it has to be a personal option also to agree or to disagree with it. We just follow a political path. We just follow our socialist and pro-independence views. So it has nothing to do with the armed struggle. In the last three elections, we have to say that we've done quite well. The first one, in May 2003, we had the local municipal elections. As we were banned, we tried to create electoral lists in every city and town all across the Basque Country. Just a few days before the elections, most of these lists were banned. But we asked the people for a small vote so we could know what kind of backup we got from the Basque society. It was amazing. We had 170,000 votes, and that was around 15 to 17% of the whole Basque voting. The next elections, Spanish elections, we proposed. Put on the table Vergara's proposal. This proposal called the PNB, EA, and other organizations that I mentioned earlier to unify our forces so we could go as a nation to both the Spanish Kingdom and the French states. But, of course, the PNB knew how much they could lose, so they did not agree. We could not stand on the elections, so we asked once again for a small vote. This time we did not get as many votes, but we did get 100,000 votes, and that would mean around 10 to 12% of the population. That it's quite good, having in mind that it was the peak of the repression at the moment. A few months ago, as yourselves, we had the European elections. There was a very low turnout. We tried to bring about once again Vergara's proposals, but as the PNV rejected us once again, we decided to create one single list for both the north and the south of the Basque Country. This is the first time we do it. So, I mean, although we have the same party in both sides, as we are oppressed by two different countries, it's very difficult in terms of the law to carry out the same. So, as they were European elections, we could do it under the same name, but with two different lists, two different lists with different peoples in it. This time we raised around 12 to 15% of the voting. We also called for a spoil vote because our party, Herritarren Zerrenda, People's List, was banned in the south of the Basque Country, but it was legal in the north under French Republic's oppression. We were the only political party not to lose votes in the European elections, and we actually know that many of our voters did not go to vote because, first of all, they do not agree with the European Constitution or the European elections, and second, and very important but very sad also, because we had a great weather that day. Now the case of the banning of Batasuna, it's in the European Court of Human Rights. Well, it has been for the last 3 years or so. We know that this court is going to agree with us, that they'll say, listen, this party and all the other groups should be legal. And the Spanish government know it so, but they are trying to asphyxiate us economically, because they know that by the time the European Court of Human Rights decides this, it will have already passed another 3 or 4 years. We expect an answer by 2007 and 2008. And having in mind that we get no funding whatsoever from no parliament, because we've been banned. The only funding we've got is from donations and from raffles like Sinn Féin. It's very difficult for us to carry out our job. But no worries, we won't disappear off the political map. Then I'm sure you want us to mention the 11th of March. A very, very dodgy time for us indeed. Well, thanks to it, and I'm very sorry to say that PP government, for its stupidity, lost the government. Well, first of all, I have to say that the worst, it did not come from the PP, it came from the PMV. The PMV was the first one who appeared in the Basque and the Spanish media attributing the bombings to ETA, because they knew, well, they actually knew that ETA would never carry out such an action for two main reasons. First of all, because they never would do such a thing on civilians or working class people. And second of all, because they say, they argue that everyone, every time a volunteer crosses the border, they are arrested straight away. So how can this organization have the means to carry out such a big action if they are all followed since the time they crossed the border? Well, then the PP lied completely, so because they knew that the Spanish society did not agree with the invasion of Iraq, did not agree with that war, so they tried to lie them in order not to lose votes. But for once, the Spanish society was smart enough not to believe those lies and came out into the streets and demanded the real truth. The Spanish government kept up the lie. Well, actually, they are keeping the lie up until now, but after 2 days, it was obvious that ETA could not do such thing, so they lost the elections. Now we have the Spanish so-called Socialist Party in government, and many people ask us, are you happy about it? Are you confident that some change will happen? Well, to tell you the truth, we are very, very skeptical. Why? First of all, because the PSOE was the one who created the death squads, who killed many Basque citizens, as you saw in the video, in the early 70s and 80s, in the other side of the border, in the north of the Basque country. Second, also because most of the politicians have been trialed of kidnapping, torturing and murdering Basque civilians and citizens. Second of all, because they were the worst and the ones to put up the law of parties who later on would bring about under PP's government the banning of all these organizations. Just after the elections, that same night, Batasuna asked the PSOE to change its tactics, to sit with us, to dialogue, to get into an agreement to find a democratic solution, some kind of resolution for the conflict. They, of course, neglected it. 2 days after, ETA released a statement on Gara and Egunkaria asking the same thing, to sit, to dialogue with the political parties, to dialogue with the social and cultural groups, and very important that they would do anything in their hands so that this peace process could end on peaceful and good means. This means a long-term ceasefire. They actually rejected it. So, as you see, we cannot expect much of it. I would like to mention also that the video you've seen, it's quite old. You've must have realized it, but the repression has not changed. Yesterday in Iruña, Pamplona, where the ball running is done, there is a Basque youth a squad, we call it a Gasteche, that is run by youth and different cultural groups or youth organizations carry out their work. They are actually at the moment demolishing it. Around 40 youth went into the building and locked themselves, and already 30 of them have been arrested and in prison. At the moment, hour and a half ago, we got into internet, and although many of the walls of this squad have been already pulled down, there are yet 6 people locked in the roof of this building. So, as you see, the Spanish government hasn't done anything much to change the situation. Well, I hope I've been brief because we don't have much time, but I hope also that later on I have a lot of questions to answer because I'll be more relaxed and it will be easier.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was extremely comprehensive. Thank you very much for that. Aside from what Yart has explained in terms of the culture and political repression, probably one of the most sinister, nasty, and that's the only word really to describe it, policies of the Spanish state, but also the French state, is their treatment of prisoners. Now, we have Eoyets. Okay. there's a prisoner support agency, again, one of the supporter groups that has actually been banned. Aska Tasuna, which is this organisation here, he's going to give an overview of what goes on, I think in both states, both in the Spanish and the French state. Yeah. And then also we have Lauren, who was actually a prisoner of war herself in France, and she's going to speak about her own personal experience. So,
okay. He has said we are going to talk about the prisoners issue. First of all, we have to say that our English is not very good, so sorry about it. And if you have any question, stop us without any problem and ask. And now to start with the prisoners issue, I would like to make point in the political status of the Basque prisoners. The Basque prisoners, for us, they are political prisoners because they are in the prison for political reasons. So they are political prisoners. But the states that are ruling on the Basque country, they don't admit that there is a political conflict in the Basque country. So they can admit that they have political prisoners. The key is this, that they don't admit the political conflict, so they can give political status. Also, they are not considered as political. There are very big difference between social prisoners and political prisoners because they treat them very differently. So they say that they are socials as the rest of the prisoners, but the treat in prison is very different. Then, getting into numbers, nowadays we have more than 70 prisoners, and we have around 3,000 refugees. 700, sorry. 700 prisoners and 3,000 refugees. And if we have into account that in the Basque Country we are less than 3 million inhabitants, it's a very big number of prisoners and refugees. Now the prisoners has their own community, which is called Euskal Preso Politikoen Kolektiboa, Basque Politic Prisoners Community, and Loren, as she was member of it, she will explain more or less what it means, this community.
Hello, good night. The Basque Political Prisoners Community is, we have to know that we had 120 prisoners in French state and 580 prisoners in Spanish state. So the Basque Political Prisoners Community has been created on one side to organize prisoners themselves into the prisons, and on the other side, it's a tool to continue to take part in the Basque national liberation process. The main characteristic, maybe, of the Basque Political Prisoners Community, it's its diversity. There's not only activists of ETA. There is every Basque citizen working for the Basque nation nowadays. The Basque Political Prisoners Community's strategic aim is amnesty. But this amnesty, which must be linked to a solution of the political conflict and not only of their release, as it happened in 1978. The reason we bring people to jail have to be solved. Different fights are developing in each prison in order to defend their right and their dignity. These struggles are always in relation to a policy of disobedience of the penitentiary system.
Okay, and always the both the states, French state and Spanish state, see that this community is very strong, and the prisoners, that they are very unified and they are mentally very strong. So during and all along the years, they have to try to destroy this community. They want the prisoners, destroy the prisoner as a human, as a person, and they want to isolate them as much as possible. So different strategies are carried on every time to destroy this. One of the strategies that is nowadays going on is the dispersal policy designed by the party which is now in power, the PSOE. I have to say, here you have in the leaflets, if you want, how they are dispersed all around the states. And we have more in, we have prisoners in London, Quebec, all around the world, but most of them they are in both states. I have to say that this policy is a torture for the prisoners themselves and also for the friends and relatives. As they are very far from their houses, the relatives and friends, we have to be going on and coming back long hours in the road, and this is very dangerous. Nowadays, every of us, we know that to be always in the road is very dangerous. We have more than 13 deaths in the road, going or coming back from the visits to the prisoners, and we have every weekend more than 3 car accidents. So it's a torture for everyone. Also, and not on the other hand, it's not only physical torture, it's only economical torture, because it's very hard to be every weekend going and coming back to different prisons. And to make an idea, the yearly cost of this policy is 15.5 million euros every year. So there are different families, and it's very hard. And also I want to mention that there is a lot of prisoners' parents are quite old. So it's supposed very hard, effort to go every weekend, also for the babies of the prisoners, and it's very hard. And also, now Lauren is going to explain the torture that is supposed for the prisoner to be very far from their houses.
Okay. Into the jail, the policy of this special have had consequences for us. It make easier the beatings and the denial of our rights. And we are also in different wings and blocks of the same jail. And even some are completely isolated from the rest of the prisoners. So it's in special departments and cells, and it's really hard. I think the first step to end up this special policy is the repatriation of the Basque prisoner to the Basque country. And it's a legitimate demand. Why? Because this special has been declared twice illegal by the European Court of Human Rights. So both states, French and Spanish states, are disobeying their own laws. The regrouping of all the Basque political prisoners within the Basque country is related to the guarantee of their right to take part of the Basque political process. And its solution, of course. They have to take part, as everyone in Basque country.
So, and then we have a very hard example that this isolation. One month ago, Oihane Raskin, a Basque political prisoner, she was found dead in her cell, hanging.
Yeah.
And this means that they are torturing, it's not physical torture, but they are torturing every day psychologically, and it's very hard. So these things are happening nowadays, but nobody knows about it because the media is controlled by both the states, and in the Basque country, in a part of the Basque country, by PNV, that doesn't reflect this reality to the society.